This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 286 for Monday, February 27th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures crude oil market was mostly higher on Monday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean was lower, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. Crude oil was down by more than $1 US per barrel as speculation over further key interest rate hikes by the United States Federal Reserve outweighed an unexpected supply disruption in Poland from a Russian oil and gas pipeline. The Canadian dollar gained 3/10 of a US cent from Friday's close. The March canola contract was up $4.40 per ton at $838.80, while the May canola contract was up $3.80 per ton at $823.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the decline on Monday due to a strong greenback and traders squaring up positions for month's end. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that more than 570,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended February 23rd, down more than 50,000 from the previous week and down nearly 410,000 from the same week 1 year earlier. 56% of the week's shipments went to Mexico. Through February 23rd, 14.31 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped this season, compared to 23.21 million at this point last year. Despite wet conditions, Brazil's first corn crop was 28% harvested as of February 24th, according to ag consultancy Safras and Mercado, while its Safrinha crop is 39% planted in the center-south region. Both figures trail last year's pace. The May corn contract was down 60 US cents per bushel at $6.44. Almost 691,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend of February 23rd, down from 1.58 million in the previous week and down 48,000 tons from the same week last year. China received 54% of the week's shipments. In Brazil, the soy harvest was reported to be 30.3% complete, up from 20.9% last week, but below the average of 31.4%. However, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has cut its projection for Argentina's corn crop by 4.5 million tons to 38 million. The May soybean contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.13. Nearly 592,000 tons of U.S. wheat was shipped during the week ended February 23rd, up from 374,000 1 week earlier and up from 430,000 from the same week last year. There have been 15.25 million tons of total U.S. wheat exports this season, 258,000 tons lower than last year. China sold all of its wheat it offered at auction, 141,751 tons in total, at an average of $11.16 U.S. per bushel. South Korean flour mills tendered for 85,000 tons of milling wheat from the U.S. and Canada, while Iraq, Jordan, and Turkey are all seeking wheat via tender. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.10. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.17. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.68. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, February 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.